Yeah, so Shankara starts here, the fifth shloka, the Sankati, by telling that Katam Bhutaha Tat Padam Gacchanti Iti Uchyate. Katam Bhutaha Tat Padam Gacchanti. Katam Bhutaha, how or in what way, in what all way, Tat Padam, that Padam Gacchanti, people attain, people reach that state which was mentioned in the Tadapadam Tadparimargitavyam and all those things. Uchyate, that the Lord is explaining in the fifth shloka. This means that Shankara says the fifth shloka explains as to how or what all qualities can lead a person to that particular goal. If you have Gambhirananda's translation, he says what kind of persons reach that state. This is being answered. So we can take it as what kind of persons is the same as like what all qualities or what's the path as well. It's the same. Since Vedanta is subjective, it's all dependent on a particular person. So how this particular person can reach that state, or through which path, taking that path or that way, that mode, will he reach that state? That the Lord is explaining here. So these are qualities, or these are like, you can say, progressive steps. Like it's kind of, you can say that it's kind of checkpoint to the goal that the Lord mentioned. The goal of Purusha, the Adhya Purusha, and the way to reach it, the checkpoints for that is being explained by in the fifth shloka. So Shankara starts explaining. The first line he explains Nirmana Moha, the word Nirmana Moha. Nirmana Moha ha. Manascha Mohascha Mana Mohau Tau Nirgatau Yebhyah Te Nirmana Moha Mana Moha Varjitaha. So Manam Moham, the word Manam Moham is it's, if I am right, it is Dvandva Samasa that's used here. I don't remember all those samasas now. But there is a type of samasa which means that two words are added meaning the same thing, and kind of thing. Puriyada, you are understanding, or?
Two words mean the same
thing. Not same thing, like it's kind of and relation between both. Like means that both are required, both lead to the meaning.
Okay.
Combination of both, you can say. Okay. Like there are words like Tatpurisha Samasa or Bahuvrihi. Tatpurisha Samasa means like it's one word is the important thing, and then the second word is kind of usage of any of the vibhaktis in order to relate to the second word. Like for taking a very simple example, Rameshwaraha means Ramasya Ishwaraha. So it is, the goal is Ishwara. The goal is Ishwara. And how is that Ishwara? That Ishwara is qualified by a vibhakti of Rama, Ramasya. Shashti Vibhakti. So that means Rama's Lord. So that is Tatpurisha Samasa, where like one word kind of qualifies the other word. Here it is kind of combination. So it means Manaha. Manascha Mohascha Mana Mohau. So that is what is the Mana Mohau means, like it's Bivachan there. So that is what, why it's used Mana Mohau. So Manascha Mohascha. So Nirmana Moha, Mana Moha word means Manascha Mohascha. Mana and Moham together. And Tau, that combination of both, Nirgatav Yebhyaha. Nirgatav, who is Nirgatav, away from or apart from or devoid of, Yebhyaha, of these two, Te, such people, Nirmana Moha. Such people are called Nirmana Moha. And the last word, Mana Moha Varjitaha, is the meaning of the word Nirmana Moha. So the first, till Te Nirmana Moha, Shankara is giving the derivative of that word, how it's derived. So first it is Manaha and Moha. Mana Mohaha. Mana Mohaha means Manascha Mohascha. manascha mohascha manamohau. And nir nihi means tau nirgatau. Yebhyaha. So who is devoid of nirgatau manascha mohascha nirmana mohaha. Meaning mana moha varjitaha. Meaning a person who is devoid of mana and moha. There is a common way of explaining. It's quite common prevalent way of writing bhashyas and explaining each and every word so that you know, you can understand the meaning. If you say manasya moha means like it doesn't make sense here, but in some cases such derivation of tatpurusha samasa also will make sense, but that will not be really valid there. You are understanding it or yeah, these samasas, if two words are there, the combination, you can have any type of any meaning in the combination. It's unlike in English or other languages. Like kutaksharam irukkula, kutaksharathukku meaning it's not quite simple in Sanskrit because there are n number of vibhaktis.
Okay.
So in certain cases it will be just the words, the two words, combination of two words, that's it. So in this case, if you say nirmana moha, so nihi mana moha means nirmana nirmoha.
Okay.
That means nir of mana and moha. That is the meaning there. So there mana moha word is a sandhi word of two words, mana and moha. There it only means combination, means both. It's just a pure and. Whereas in other cases you can have manasya moha, manas moha you can have. Got it? Manasya moha means 660 vibhakti. That means mana. Consider that mana, you can use mana, the word mana, as a subject. So it means manasya moha means manas moha. It's like ramasya moha.
Okay, okay.
So you can have such derivation as well in sandhi. So in here, like we can't have manasya because mana is a kind of. Mana is a word which is not for a person, so you cannot say manasya. Mana is kind of adjective kind to a person or a thing. So you cannot have it that way. But in cases where you can have that way, you can derive in any way. But the real meaning would come only from a particular derivation. So that's what's the importance of sandhis. And in many of the bhashyas, most of the bhashyas, you can find Shankara or any other person trying to explain sandhi words by splitting them, then only you get the real meaning.
Okay.
So here it just means manaha moha. Just remember, you don't need to know samasas and all. When you learn Sanskrit, you will know it. But here it is combination, so it's called dvanda samasa. It's like combination of both. It's both. The meaning is manascha mohascha, means manaha cha mohaha cha. Mana and moha, that's the meaning there. And since it is manascha mohascha, it is dvivachan, therefore mana mohau. Tau meaning dam nirgatau yebhyah te nirmana moha. Moha meaning mana moha varjita, a person who is devoid of mana and moha. And then the next word is understood, right? Or
yeah, understood.
Jita sanga doshaha. Here it's again another sandhi word. So Shankara, it's a kutakshanam. So he says sanga va, sanga eva dosha, sanga dosha, sanga also dosha. It's similar to like the previous case, sanga and dosha. So sanga and dosha, sanga eva dosha, sanga dosha. That is the sanga dosha meaning. Now the other word is jita. So jita means what? Sanga doshaha yaihi te jita sanga doshaha. Jitaha sanga doshaha yaihi. Yaihi. He or that person. Sanga joshaha jitaha. Who has jitaha won over sanga and dosha. Te. Those people are jita sanga doshaha. So jita sanga dosha means jita sanga and jita dosha. Means jita sangam and jita dosham. Who has won over attachment, sangam as well as dosham.
Okay.
Attachment as well as dosham means like kind of we can in a way say that those two words are related, means dosham arising out of sangam, we can also say it that way.
Okay,
got it. So okay, here it's not dvandva samasa. What Shankara says is sangha eva doshah sangha doshah. Sorry, it is eva, right? Sangha eva.
Yeah.
Okay. In PDF it gives va. So sangha eva doshah means sangha alone is dosha. Sangam is the dosham, and that is therefore called as sangha dosham. Sangha dosham means the sandhi meaning is not sangha and dosha. I'm sorry, but sangha alone is dosha, therefore it's called sangha dosha.
Okay.
And who has won over it? That is chitta sangha dosha.
Okay.
So here the derivation of sangha dosha means sangha dosha means sangha alone is dosha, therefore sangha dosha. Dosha arising out of sangha or sangha alone is the dosha.
Okay.
The next word is adhyatma nityaha. So Shankara says adhyatma nityaha paramatma swarupa alochana nityaha tatparaha. So adhyatma nityaha means like paramatma swarupa alochana nityaha tatparaha, means paramatma swarupa alochana nityaha. Paramatma swarupa alochana means reflecting or always contemplating on paramatma swarupam. Nitya means always. So what is the meaning of always there? Nityaha tatparaha, ever in that. So adhyatma nitya, we can say adhyatma means like paramatma swarupa alochanam. Nityaha, ever in paramatma swarupa alochanam, doing it always. Doing it always means what? Tatparaha, ever engrossed in this, in it. So nitya doesn't mean that you have to do it always. Externally, you have to do it always means you cannot do anything else, because action, it's a karma. So here it doesn't mean that way, but it only means that you are engrossed, tatparaha. You are engrossed in it, and param means like you have that as the highest priority. That is your highest goal, supreme thing for you. Therefore, you are ever in it. Next word is vinivritta kamaha. Vinivritta kamaha means visheshato nirlepena nivrittaha kamaha yesham te vinivritta kamaha. So he is explaining, till here he is explaining the derivation. Vinivritta kamaha. So vinivritta kamaha. Visheshato. Visheshato means in a special way. In a very special way nirlepena nivrittaha. Nirlepena nivrittaha. Nivrittaha means like who has got rid of, who has removed. Nirlepena means totally, completely nivrittaha, removed kamaha. That means in a special way. Visheshato, in a special way. Special way here only means that it is kind of through effort and complete kind of thing, it means.
Okay.
Anything, it's an emphasis on this, that it has to be complete and full. So visheshato nirlepena nivrittaha. So visheshena, through, like visheshato, in a special way, completely kamaha nivrittaha, who has removed desires. Yesham, for whom or in whom? They are vinivritta kamaha. They are devoid of all kamas. And who are such people? Yatayaha. Yatayaha means like who are. Yatayaha means one who is doing yatnam. Yatna means one who is striving. One who is striving towards the goal. And who are yatis? Generally, yatis are sannyasins, because sannyasa markam is inevitable for realization. So yatayaha means striving people, means sannyasinaha, means sannyasis.
Okay.
And then the next like thing is dvandvaihi. So next word was dvandvaihi sukha dukkha sanyaihi, right?
Dvandvaihi means
vimuktaha sukha dukkha samnyaihi. So vinivratta kamaha means a person who is a sannyasi who doesn't desire anything. He has got rid of everything. Visheshato means completely, fully. He doesn't have any desire. If it doesn't have any desire, he cannot work in the world. He cannot be in the world. Therefore, he is a sannyasi. And dvandvaihi. Dvandvaihi means priya apriyadibihi. From priya and apriya. Vimuktaha. Vimuktaha again is, it's, you can again derive it. Shankara doesn't derive it. Vimuktaha means visheshato muktaha. Means one who is liberated from the bondages of priyam and apriyam. Priya and priya apriya adi means like all dvandva bhavam, like priya apriya, sukha dukkha, like ushna shita and all those things. So vimuktaha means one who has got rid of it in a clear way. Sukha dukkha samnyaihi. And sukha dukkha, the nouns are those that are termed as sukha dukkha, so are termed as sukha dukkha. Parityaktaha, one who has completely got rid of it. So dvandvai vimuktaha sukha dukkha samnyaihi. So you can say dvandvaihi means priya apriya and all those dvandva bhavam. Vimuktaha, one who has got rid of it. Parityaktaha sukha dukkha samnyaihi, from termed as sukha dukkha and all those things. So it's just like he is telling that dvandvaihi includes sukha dukkha samnya, sukha dukkha apriya apriya and all, but it is, he is giving a term for it. He is giving an explanation or example for it, that sukha dukkha samnya. And such a person gacchanti, goes or attains. Amudaha. Such a person is amudaha, moha varjitaha, because he is mana moha varjitaha. So where does he go? Padam avyayam tad. Tad padam avyayam, that eternal immutable abode he goes. Which abode? Yata uktam, that which has been explained previously. Yata uktam, which has been explained previously as the goal. That goal is attained by such an amuda or moha varjita. So like you can clearly see that Shankara doesn't go into explanation of each of those words or what they are, how you can attain and all, because he assumes that people have little bit knowledge, people have Vedantic knowledge, that they can understand it. So he assumes it, therefore he just gives verbal explanation, that's it. How those words are formed and the direct meaning. Adhyatma means what? Adhyatma nitya means what? One who is Paramatma Swarupa Alochana Nityaha Tatparaha. Or Paramatma Swarupa Alochana Nitya means Paramatma Swarupa Paraha. One who is ever engrossed in Paramatma Swarupam and its Alochana. So he just gives derivations of it, the explanation or definition and how to do it and all. It's up to the seeker, because he assumes that a person knows at least to that extent. Clear?
Okay. Yeah.